Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about where will you be a warrior. Our current energies are calling each of us to stand up and fight for the world you want to live in. I'll give you some tips on handling these energies and why they're so important. Next Friday on April 8th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to let you know that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. If you find that you need another perspective about the changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. My toll-free number is 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And would you like to be more prosperous? If so, I want to alert you to a new release session that my company is offering by telephone on April 12th. Peg Donahue will facilitate an emotional freedom and healing to release anger, frustration, and irritation. This is a one-hour session, and in it you will use a very gentle but highly effective process to physically release all forms of anger, frustration, and irritation out of your body. And we're in a period now through mid-April when anger is coming up more often. So use this easy process to clear it out of your body so you can easily attract more prosperity. To learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com and look for the link at the top left of the homepage. That's askmadeline.com or call us toll free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, for starters, the universe has quite a sense of humor. Today is April Fool's Day, and it's an all-day timeout with Mercury retrograde. So not only will nothing come of whatever important task you're trying to do today, but you're also likely to experience a lot of delays while you're madly working to accomplish nothing. Take a break and clean up your office or home. Get organized instead. Now, later today, Mars enters the sign of Aries. Mars is in charge of this sign, so he's right at home there. Mars represents warrior energy. He also represents our motivations and the physical actions we take to express them. In Aries, he's quick to take action, spontaneous and impulsive. As soon as Mars arrives in Aries, he's quickly going to meet up with the planet Uranus, which, as I've mentioned before, is quite a disruptive change maker. Together, these energies are highly volatile, and it can be explosive. Tomorrow, the moon joins this gathering and lights a match. So be careful out there. Don't drive if you're angry, or you could cause or attract an accident. We're also in the cycle of Mercury retrograde, and these two cycles together are associated with road rage and accidents. So stay alert while you're driving. You can also have some pretty bad miscommunications. So be sure you do a double check about what you thought you heard someone say before you fly off the handle. Now, these volatile energies of Mars conjunct Uranus are most intense on April 1st through the 3rd, and they stay in range through April 12th. And in addition, both of these planets are square Pluto, the planet that represents transformation, death, and rebirth, as well as power, debt, and even nuclear power plants. Uranus will remain square to Pluto for nearly 8 years. These are revolutionary energies, and I've talked about them before. Beginning April 2nd, peaking April 9th through the 11th, and staying in range through April 20th, we also have the intense cycle of Mars square Pluto. Now, that cycle also tends to precipitate anger and frustration. The cycle indicates a need to transform our motivations, especially as many changes are upon us. Now, this may not be something we want to deal with, but it's necessary. We cannot continue to be motivated in the same ways we have been and still transition to a better world. These volatile energies suggest more unrest in the Middle East, more earthquakes in Japan or elsewhere, and more opportunities for your own anger to be triggered. Those energies are great for being a warrior, but be careful which battles you choose. On a personal and business side, this set of cycles is great for having a major breakthrough. So if you've been trying to change something for years, this is an excellent time to revisit an old issue and get a new resolution on it. It may not be a fun process, but it will be very energizing and liberating. With Mercury retrograde at the same time, this is an excellent time to use all that energy to clean out old junk you don't need. That alone will create an amazing breakthrough in your life. Now next, let's talk about Mercury retrograde. This started on Wednesday, March 30th, and we're in this period through Saturday, April 23rd. All the usual reminders apply. Anticipate delays, slow traffic, car problems, miscommunications, computer crashes, or electronic equipment problems. Schedule only 50% of what you normally schedule so you can catch up and or fix the issues that will pop up to be corrected. And remember that with volatile energies this month, driving could be hazardous, so stay alert when driving. This Mercury retrograde is also a particularly good time to go back to old issues that you didn't feel were fully resolved and speak your truth about it. To do this effectively, get Marshall Rosenberg's book, Nonviolent Communication. Use the process he provides in there. In terms of business, this Mercury retrograde is better than some. Could be a good time to reapproach some previous prospects regarding products or services that they previously considered or may need to renew. It's particularly good for this during the week of April 10th. Mercury retrograde is also a great time to recycle stuff that you don't need via garage sales, eBay, or donations. Next, what's getting started at the April 3rd new moon includes more warlike energies and what could be more radiation issues from Japan. In addition, there are new ideas, constitutions, or governments struggling to be born. There are also new leaders that show up now who are very highly regarded with expansive thinking and new ideas. However, they're still working to overcome old ways of doing things, and this includes dealing with plenty of power and control issues, plus limited resources. Now, right after that, on April 4th, we get another major shift. This time, Neptune moves into its own sign of Pisces. Neptune changes signs roughly once every 13 to 14 years. The last time Neptune entered Pisces was in February 1848. Neptune represents spirituality, inspiration, visual and movement arts, the ocean, drugs, alcohol, escape its tendencies, oil, gas, transcendence, and deception. In business, this planet is associated with finances, the company's image, and PR. In the economy, it's associated with interest rates and inflation. Neptune has a reputation similar to fog. It's very hard to pin down. Now, Neptune is very strong in the sign of Pisces, and while this can be excellent for movie makers, visual artists, graphic designers, advertising campaigns, and even donations to worthy causes, it could also come with higher interest rates and possibly inflation. With both Chiron and Neptune temporarily in Pisces together, we're also likely to see more issues related to the health of the oceans. Of course, this is particularly true at the moment in relation to Japan's radiation contaminating the oceans. Now, next, we have a cycle that's in range now, peaks on April 6th, and stays in range through April 15th. This cycle of the Sun conjunct Jupiter in Aries will plant the seeds for new growth and new leadership. The leaders who show up now are fearless. They're ready to go in new directions that promise growth. These leaders are action-oriented. They're not interested in talking about the solution forever. They intend to make changes, and they'll do so by taking action. However, they may have plenty of struggles with those who like the status quo. A word to the wise, though, those new leaders are stronger than those who are powerful. If you are one of the new leaders, don't be intimidated by anyone. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. Between now and next Friday, there's only one period with a good final result. It starts late on Monday, April 4th at 4:47 p.m. Pacific Time or 7:47 p.m. Eastern Time. It lasts through Tuesday, April 5th until 4:31 p.m. Pacific Time or 7:31 p.m. Eastern Time. Make good use of it. All the other days are either very long timeouts or things are not coming together. Lastly, just a reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. So you don't need to take notes. To receive this information, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link in a box at the top right of the homepage. That's www.askmadeline.com. It's free, so get signed up today. Now, why is it important to become a warrior now? And how can you use the energies we have now to create a better world? When I return from this very short break, I'll talk to you about where will you be a warrior. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Essential oils. The pure steam-distilled oils from aromatic plants, these concentrates can have therapeutic effects simply by inhaling. They can affect our mood, think the heady floral scent of jasmine, as well as being directly antimicrobial and immune-boosting, think oregano, thyme, and clove. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
I am the warrior, but I am
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today I'm talking about where will you be a warrior? Our current energies are calling each of us to stand up and fight for the world you want to live in. It's critical that we do this now. So today I'm talking about the importance of this, the different ways we can accomplish this, and how it will raise the vibration of the entire planet. Now, the energies of this spring are calling us to action now like never before. That call is also for the coming 8 years. This spring, as the sun moved into the sign of Aries, as it does each year, it met something it hadn't met there in 335 years. The planet Uranus was waiting for it at 0 degrees Aries. This is the most potent degree in the entire zodiac, the start of everything. Uranus is a change maker, and he's not a gracious one. His signature is one of unexpected disruption and change. Now, the last time that the sun conjuncted Uranus at 0 degrees Aries for the spring equinox was on March 19, 1676. Now, within about 10 days, two of the American colonies were completely destroyed by Native American Indians. And I mention this to give you an idea of the enormous power and unpredictability of these energies, which will be prevalent for this entire year. This is a time to be alert and vigilant. Now that Uranus is in Aries for nearly 8 years, he's also square to Pluto, and his energies are very revolutionary, much like we had in the mid-1960s. Uranus represents unexpected change, democracy, freedom, technology, and the Internet. In Aries, he's a warrior on steroids. On the other hand, Pluto in Capricorn represents the powers that be, consolidating their power even more. As these two characters clash now and over the next 8 years, we're being called to stand up for the issues that are important to us instead of giving our power to others by being complacent. Now, during the past 2 years, each of our solstices and equinoxes had the sun conjunct square or opposite Pluto. Those years called us to transform ourselves in ways we could not even imagine. Now, we're being called to stand up and fight for the world in which we want to live. The cycles we have now are asking you to commit to some place in your life where you will be a warrior. You must decide how you're willing to fight for the world you want. You're being asked to take out your sword and use it to help create a new world. It's time to stop and make an issue of things that are not right in your world. And only you know where power has been misused and abused in your world. It's time to take out your sword and send an on guard to whomever has done that. We all have a sword, which is represented by Mars in our charts. We just have to use it. In some cases, this means standing up for yourself. In other cases, this means you're standing up for a particular cause, principle, or for someone who cannot stand up for themselves, such as children or elderly people. The key thing to remember in all these situations is that whatever happens to you or anyone else happens to all of us. We cannot get to a world of peace while we allow others to abuse us or anyone else. Consider what's occurring in Libya with their leader killing and bombing his own people. Abuse like that cannot be tolerated if we're ever to achieve a world of peace. Now, you know what angers, frustrates, and irritates you, and you're likely to become intensely aware of it now through the first half of April. Later today, on April 1st, Mars will move into the sign of Aries, where Uranus awaits. Those energies are highly volatile and easily triggered into explosions. When you become aware of your anger, don't stuff it. It's a lot more dangerous to stuff these energies than to express them. When we don't express our anger and frustrations when these energies are prevalent, we can create accidents, heart attacks, and strokes. So take out your sword and use it at these times. There are 12 basic types of swords with endless variations, depending on the sign your Mars is in and how it's aspected. Everyone's sword is different. Some of us fight with our heart, some with our words, some with emotions. Some of us are strategists and fight with our resources. Some of us are inspired by truth and faith to use our swords. It doesn't matter what type of sword you have. What matters is that you use it to take actions that will create a better world. Now, using your sword might look like you're signing petitions online, donating to important causes, showing up at protests, writing letters or emails, boycotting certain companies, and speaking up when you may have squelched your feelings in the past. Or perhaps you'll decide to fight for a safer world by organizing your neighborhood for emergency preparedness training. You can do that with your city or town's program. With these cycles, Earth changes are very strong now through 2015. Now, just how can you use your sword to create peace if you're angry? Doesn't adding our anger make that less likely? Actually, anger is a higher vibration than squelching our anger or frustration. That's because when we stuff those emotions, we end up depressed. Our anger turns inward, and that lowers our vibration. In order to raise the vibration of the planet so we can get to peace, we need to stop stuffing negative emotions. We need to stop being complacent and stand up for what we want. That will raise the vibration of the entire planet. And once we get past allowing others to do whatever they want to us, we can then focus on raising the vibration to a higher level. The universe wants us to fight for a better world now because it's given us these energies. In fact, what's happening in the Middle East is raising the vibration of the entire planet. People there are standing up and demanding democracy. One Libyan in Tripoli said the following, "We're not afraid anymore. Death is going to come anyway. It will come in the road or it will come in the bed. Enough is enough." Now I ask you, if the entire Middle East can wake up and risk their lives to create democracy, is it possible that we Americans could wake up too? Do you realize that we're the model of democracy for the rest of the world? So how can we tolerate that we've given up our own right to a fair trial? And how can we be proud of the largest redistribution of wealth to banksters who caused a large portion of the middle class to go bankrupt? And when will we decide that the USA doesn't need to be trillions of dollars in debt to the Federal Reserve because we're renting our own money from them? And plus, when will Americans demand to know who really destroyed the World Trade Towers of Building 7 with controlled demolitions? Thousands of engineers and architects have already proven that those buildings could not have fallen from the fires. They even have the smoking gun for those demolitions, the actual chemicals that did it. That was the largest murder in the country, and no one is even investigating it. There are thousands of issues like this that go unchallenged every day in government, schools, our healthcare system, the legal system, and corporations because we allow others to take advantage of ourselves and the earth. The universe, with this set of energies, is telling us that must stop. We must stand up and fight for the world we want to have, or we'll lose our chance to create peace and a responsible, sustainable world. Remember this. Whenever you fight, never fight against anything, as you will only give it more energy. Always fight for what you want. There's also another major shift happening on April 4th. Neptune moves into its home sign of Pisces. Now, the last time it entered Pisces was in 1848, and this major shift could create more compassion. But depending on how it's used, we could also fall under the spell of illusion and deception. We may even be deceived into thinking that things are changing when they're just being covered up in a different way. Our oceans could be polluted even more than they have been. This cycle alerts us that we must be vigilant. On March 9th, we entered the last underworld or transformation period of the Mayan calendar. And during this last period of 234 days, we'll develop unity consciousness. We'll learn that all life on this planet is related, all part of the divine energy that created this universe. We'll understand deeply that whatever happens to anyone happens to us all. It's important to make our choices with those comments in mind. Now, this is a historical time for all of mankind. We've never been at this level of consciousness before. We're at a pivotal point. With the energies we have now, we must decide what kind of world we want to live in, and we must decide now. There is no more time to think about it. There is no turning back either. If you want to create a world of peace, responsibility, and sustainability, I challenge you to stand up now. Take out your sword and use it for the highest good of all. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. We've all heard that seeing is believing. But what if it turned out that what we believe is what we see? This is what quantum physicists discovered is our reality. We're always seeing whatever we believe. That's because there are many different timelines or possibilities for each situation. It's as if us, as the observer of the situation, chooses which possibility we see. We see the one that matches our own belief system, so pay attention to those unspoken beliefs. Next Friday on April 8th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Lastly, just a reminder to tune into my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or you can call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing. And is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupe is just that person. An experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupe can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.